Welcome to Gilded Garbage Can, a podcast dedicated to defogging the image that is San Francisco. Thank you for tuning in on Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Spotify, and everywhere else fine podcasts are available. Starting this week, I'm going to give a shout out to a listener each episode. But for this, our 18th episode of Gilded Garbage Can, I'm going to say hey to three loyal listeners, Elizabeth, Lisa, and Mateo. Hey, and thanks for being fans of the show. In the latest chapter of San Francisco's mostly shelter-in-place saga, this week saw the reopening of several restaurants as the city allowed outdoor table service. The mayor assured restaurateurs that even if they were having difficulty obtaining the permit, allowing them to set up tables on sidewalks, in parking spaces, and all that, to do it anyway and not worry because the city was not going to go around issuing citations. Meanwhile, citations on street cleaning days are back, even though many of us are still stuck at home. So basically, the Muni rule is now in effect. What is the Muni rule? Well, Muni goes out of its way to selectively enforce rules and seems to take the position that those behaving badly on the bus are to never be talked to by a driver or, heaven forbid, ejected from a bus, while evil fare evaders are to be punished to the fullest extent of the law. Don't get me wrong, if you don't pay to ride, you should be fined. But since riders are regularly subjected to random delays, dirty buses, and unruly passengers, I think they deserve a free ride every now and then. In Nextdoor news, Nextdoor being that app I mentioned a while back, John wants to know if there are any restaurants in the area that are open and have breakfast sandwiches to go. He is in the mood to, quote, go for a walk and support some local businesses in the process. John apparently has a smartphone, but has never heard of Google or Yelp. John wants us all to know that he was pondering this for some time, but was too lazy to do any research on his own, so just sent a blanket plea for recommendations out to a bunch of fellow app users. John is a virtue signaler who also wants to make sure we know that his ask is for the betterment of the local economy, so I suppose we should all be thanking him. Thanks, John. I hope you find that overpriced avocado-laden breakfast sandwich and get in a good cardio sesh while you're at it. Just saying sesh made me a little sick, but I had to say it because I'm sure John does. Speaking of virtue signaling, if you want to read some of the most ridiculous stuff posted by ridiculous people, search for homeless or homelessness conversations on Nextdoor. I'll save that for another day. Finally, this in from Hoodline. Public Works paints over Canteen's Unity and Connection mural just hours after installation. The article states, last week, Scandinavian-inspired eatery Canteen painted a mural on its boarded-up storefront, but it was painted over by Public Works employees just hours after it was put up, surveillance video shows. The mural depicts a heart made from two clasped hands, one black and one white. It was completed on Thursday evening and painted over by some intrepid DPW employees later at 2:15 a.m. on Friday. The article didn't use the word intrepid. That was my editorial insert. It goes on to say that a DPW representative wrote to the proprietor artists stating, "Our staff will only paint over graffiti that is offensive or contains profanity, but your mural was not offensive and did not contain profanity. Our staff should not have painted over it." In its email response, the DPW says it will counsel and retrain the employees in the video on what constitutes an appropriate abatement and will be discussing with its entire staff about the larger issue of appropriately abating graffiti so that this does not happen again. Understand that is code for, we aren't really going to do anything about it. Hey, Department of Public Works, have you ever thought about what you could and should be doing instead of painting over perfectly lovely murals? The city is still a big litter can with crap everywhere. Maybe you could pick some of that up. How about removal of human waste? It's still around. Maybe a few of you could go help paint lines on the newly paved Park Presidio Boulevard. The street service has been finished for weeks, but the job still isn't done. Wash a sidewalk every now and then. Pull staples out of telephone poles. Anything. There are so many useful things you could be doing. What do you think? DPW, outdoor dining, dumb neighbors. Leave me a comment at gildedgarbagecan.com. Also, check us out on Instagram. Search for and follow Gilded Garbage Can, all one word, for those images that are worth a thousand words. Visit the Gilded Garbage Can store at Zazzle.com for cool branded merchandise. And never miss an episode. Subscribe to Gilded Garbage Can on Apple Podcasts to get new episodes as they become available. Until next time.